I'm Tommy Gimler. Reading through the news last week, very unfortunate news for Baltimore Ravens radio broadcaster Jerry Sandusky. Because Jerry Sandusky, like G with a Jerry, he's the Ravens radio guy, and he owns like a consulting firm, all this. A really like model American, just a great guy, has really grabbed life by the balls and has gone forward with that, right? Now, Jerry Sandusky with a J would grab the balls of little kids. And, you know, that's a problem. That's awful. He's going to be incarcerated for pretty much the rest of his life unless he lives to be like 104. So I noticed, I was like, boy, this is really unfortunate for Jerry with a G, Jerry Sandusky, because the other Jerry with a J, the guy who molested kids, his son got busted for child sex abuse and some other shit like child pornography. So everybody started tweeting Jerry Sandusky, Jerry with a G, saying like, rot in hell.
Yeah.
How many kids did you touch today?
And like I just father, thought, like son.
And right. And the only thing I thought was like, thank God this happened because I've got an idea for a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to break down the worst / most unfortunate names in sports history.
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
What we're going to do here, guys, we've got Gary Dudak from TMZ. Hello, buddy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Great, man. I feel like I haven't seen you in a couple of minutes. And we've also got Barry Murphy here.
You didn't tell me this was going to be the subject. This is disgusting.
Well,
I am uncomfortable.
I'm ready to play, but this is gross.
I'm going to play the game. You know,
I'm a competitor, but still.
So Barry, editor, producer, Hollywood. He's Mr. Hollywood. So we've got Hollywood. We've got a guy who reports on Hollywood. And then we've got a guy like
cousins
me who just,
Pelicans.
Who just has a hot wife. Sorry. So what we did is I had to narrow it down to 16 because 32 would just take the – believe me, there are probably at least 60 names that we could find online where it's like, man, this guy's had a – you know, anybody with the last name Gay that's grown up in the ghetto. Like,
Rudy,
congratulations.
William
Gay. Yeah, exactly. So – we narrowed it down to 16, and we put them into regions. But I know that, Gary, you've been doing some research on this. Barry, you might have a little time here to quick do some research. Are there any people you don't see on the list of the 16 most unfortunate names in the history of sports that you were like, Gimler, I think you missed on this guy?
I mean, there's a couple. Immediately, Chubby Tox is one that I think should have been on there. And then Lucius, but probably Luscious Pussy is one that maybe should have made the list.
Yeah, that poor guy.
And then just one more. It's not really that bad of a name, but she's like a current volleyball stud, Destiny Hooker. That's like the most hooker name ever, and it's got hooker in the name.
All right, so it's obviously not pronounced Luscious Pussy.
Yeah, it's obviously Lucius Pussy or
Pussy.
Friend John. I came up with Pussy Tebow was a guy I found. Cannonball Titcomb. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. Of course, the legendary pitching coach, Dick Pohl.
Oh, yes.
And Stubby Clapp, I think, should have got honorable mention.
I think like the guy, like there he is right there, like the Luscious Pussy guy.
Yeah.
It always takes me back to one of the most underrated sketches in the history of Saturday Night Live. And it was Jason Priestley was hosting. So this is back in like the early 90s. And Kevin Nealon's on there. That's like that cast. And his name was Johnny Hildo. And he'd walk around high school and everyone would call him Dildo. Hey, what's up, Dildo? And he's like, it's Hildo, you know. And then it started getting like worse and worse. And he couldn't take it. And he finally like kills a couple of guys. So he gets sent to prison. And in there his cellmate is Kevin Nealon. And he's like, hey, you're Johnny Hildo. Nice to meet you. And he goes, wait, you called me Hildo. He's like, yeah, we're going to be cellmates. Nice to meet you. My name's Harry Vagina. And there was, there was a second one, too, where they played on it with Nicolas Cage, where his name was Azuipe. And they're like, he and Julia Sweeney are going through like names. And she was like, what if we name him John? He's like, yeah, right. John, the Piper's son. The kid's going to be a wreck. You know, the normal names, like he would just rip apart. And all of a sudden, Rob Schneider showed up at the door, knocks on the door, and he's like a FedEx guy. He's like, yeah, I got a package here for Asswipe Johnson. And he's like, it's Azuipe. And so they've done a couple of good sketches. Like you can't really find them, but they're just
they're old gems.
They're normal. They're just beyond just outstanding. So we're about to break down what I thought, and of course, I could be wrong, but these are some winners right here. What I thought were the 16 most unfortunate names in the history of sports here on the Daily Upper Decker. Of course, this bracket is brought to you by our sponsor, Flag and Anthem Clothing, out of New York. Just unbelievable. If you haven't been laid in a long time, then you need to put on a Flag and Anthem shirt. Jump online at dailyupperdecker.com. Get 20% off of your first purchase at Flag and Anthem. All right.
So get a sleeve of rubbers with the shirts?
I don't know.
Last week they were doing a different promotion.
Some novelty items, at least.
Believe me, if you're going to wear a Flag and Anthem shirt, you don't need to wear a condom. All right. actually, all you got to do is just type in the code Daily Anthem. Daily Upper Decker.
You think some of your younger listeners are like, what's a rubber? No? Maybe that should have been a poll question. I shouldn't have.
How many younger listeners do you think he has?
Mel Gibson right now is like, what's a rubber? He's got like 8 kids. Matt Garza. All right. So we have 4 different regions. We've got the Dick Bumpus region, the Dick Butkus region, the Dick Felt region, and the Dick Trickle region. All right. We're going to start in the Dick Bumpus region. Now, we're going to break this down, all right? We're going to get to our final four, or actually, you're going to go from 16 to the lead 8, the final 4, the last 2, and we're going to find out who has the most unfortunate name in the history of sports. So, your number one overall seed out of the Dick Bumpus region is Johnny Dickshot, going up against the number 16 seed, Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler, one of the worst names. It just, if your name is Brock Osweiler right now and you're in the world of professional sports, I mean, you're just a real, real dick.
Yeah,
just,
oh, absolutely.
I think you guys are going to love this. Johnny Dickshot, the number one seed, was from Waukegan, Illinois.
Wow.
Believe it or not. So I'm sure no one teased him there.
That's Dickshot territory over there.
Can we just talk about how his nickname was Ugly?
That makes it even better. That is why he's the number
Johnny
one
Dickshot.
Seed.
Ugly Johnny Dickshot.
And his that was his nickname.
Yeah.
Was Ugly Johnny Dickshot.
Yeah.
But and his middle name was Oscar.
John Oscar Dickshot.
John Oscar Dickshot.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So it looks like he played,
played 6 years.
Yes, he did. He played the New York Giants. So he played for the Pittsburgh Pirates and New York Giants before they moved to San Francisco. And of course, it looks like he must have gone and fought in the war. Because you want a guy like that with all that aggression from, hey, Dickshot, whatever. I bet you he walked around the whole time and they would like, they probably weren't even wearing cups. They weren't even wearing helmets back in the 30s. So they probably weren't wearing cups. They'd probably go around and just fucking give him the old knuckles into the junk. Hey, Dickshot, what's up, Dickshot? I mean, that guy used to probably get hit with balls.
I don't know who came up with the Dickshot, too. The little knuckle smack.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's why they call it Dickshot. Oh, yeah, we used to do that to Johnny Dickshot over there.
Dickshot, wait a second.
All right, guys, so if you had to break it down, what do you think would be the worst, not the worst, but the worst name to have? Johnny Dickshot or Brock Osweiler? Tougher time growing up as a kid in Waukegan, Illinois. What do you think?
I mean, a one seed never loses to a 16. I think just on that, you got to go Johnny Dickshot. Brock Osweiler, horrible, terrible, probably a snot-nosed brat growing up, but Johnny Dickshot's worse. Worst name to have.
Yeah, Brock won like a playing game with a bunch of Bradens and Cadens and the Manhattan Beach names. He got in, and then
I bet you Brock Osweiler's parents paid for him to get on this list right here. We'll go back and we'll ask our intern, but it sounds like Brock Osweiler, like, you know, he was the kid who probably sucked at point guard in high school, but his parents were such good boosters that he like started 8 games. Ugh. All right, so we're going with Johnny Dickshot. The number one overall seed advances. Not even a close game right there. Yeah. Johnny Dickshot advances into the Elite Eight. Also in the Dick Bumpus region, we've got the number 8 seed. This is going to be a tough one. Yeah. Vinny Del Negro and the number 9 seed, Steve Schartz. Steve Schartz against Vinny Del Negro. Of course, let's start with Del Negro. The obvious thing here is that it looks like his last name is Del Negro, and you're playing in a league full of predominantly African-American players. All right? So imagine, like, you know, the team bus ride from the arena back to the hotel. It would seem like Vinny Del Negro, if he was still a player with, like, LeBron on the Cavs, he would be like the Kevin Love that would be kept out of all the pictures.
Kyle Korver kind of.
Get out of here, Negro. yeah, now Kyle Korver.
I am of Negro.
you don't get it,
Negro. Sorry, I get my Spanish fucked up.
So of course, I bet you had a tough time relating with all the younger kids that while he was coaching as well.
And he's from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, you know, he was probably voted homecoming king there with that exactly. last name. He was probably the first Negro to ever be homecoming king in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's for sure. And then, of course, we have the number nine seed, Steve Schartz, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Schartz. Gary, talk to me about Steve Schartz. What do you know about Steve Schartz?
He was a minor leader, I believe, in the late 80s, early 90s. I don't think he ever made the big show, which is, you know, unfortunate for Schartz, but not as unfortunate as his last name. For me, this isn't even close, to be honest. This is like a mismatch that I see in my bracket, and I'm like, boom, they are fucking going.
Right, on. Yeah, this is the one, yeah. This is the one where it's just kind of like, man, how did they even make it this far? But, hey, that sometimes that's where the upsets happen, where it's like there's no way this one's going to win against Steve Schartz. But let's talk more a little bit about Schartz. He was drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies in the 17th round of the 1985 MLB June Amateur Draft. He was out of California State University, Northridge.
Wow.
So it looks like he played in Bend and then Spartanburg and Reading and Clearwater, Reading again. He made it all the way up to Triple A, Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, but he never made it to the show.
Now, to be fair to Steve Schartz,
mm-hmm.
I don't really think Schart was a commonly used term until along came Polly, which was a 2004 movie. Am I right about that, or was it before that?
I don't know. I was thinking
you're
along
way
the
off.
Same
I think it was
thing.
A 2003
like,
movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're way off.
I know my Along Came Polly movies.
I was actually on the fence. I didn't feel like this was as obvious a pick until I read the definition of a Schart.
An Urban Dictionary?
Is well, it, no, this is just a very mild.
Is this Oxford or Urban
probably
Dictionary?
Probably LOL'd at the term sharting before. For the uninitiated, the word is a combination of shit and fart, and it happens when you involuntarily poop when you're trying to pass gas. And I think that's what gets him into the next round.
Absolutely.
The definition. Yeah.
And in Along Came Polly, Philip Seymour Hoffman sharts. And
underrated.
And he has to like explain what
exactly,
it is.
Exactly, yeah.
We've got to go, I just sharted. Yeah. What?
So
you
what I'm
what?
Saying is Steve Schartz probably didn't know about that growing up, wasn't so bad. But for now, I think he advances. He's got my vote. I don't know about you guys, but.
Barry?
Yeah, I'll go.
Del Negro? Or?
I'll go with Steve in a tight game, though. I like Del Negro, but if we're going also on the grow up like something, I think it's easier to grow up with their name Vinny. Because you kind of forget about the Del Negro part.
True.
But Steve Schartz goes together.
Yeah.
I honestly
think it's a
like,
sentence.
Like peanut butter and ladies. You know what I mean?
Steve Schartz, period.
Yeah,
is a sentence.
It's a sentence. Steve Schartz coming? No one goes to Steve coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Vinny stands alone.
Is Schartz going to be here today? I wish my last name. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Tommy Schartz. Just an unbelievable laugh right
now.
Not
away. A bad idea to change your name to that.
And you just do like nothing but like Barry Manilow covers. Not here to laugh. All right, so we've got Johnny Dickshot, the outfielder, and Steve Schartz, the pitcher. Johnny Dickshot and Steve Schartz advancing out of the Dick
Baseball
Bumpus.
Advances.
The Dick Bumpus region. All right. Moving on here in the Dick Felt region. This is all these games we played in the West. We've got the number 5 seed, Jerry Sandusky with a G. We've already talked about why that would be so unfortunate. He's going up against the number 12 seed, Haha Clinton Dix. Let's start with this.
Incredible
talk to me
name.
About talk to me about Jerry Sandusky, Barry Murphy.
Well, I think we talked about him a lot already.
Yeah.
Here's my criteria for this one. Like, I got HaHa winning this one strictly because Jerry Sandusky is a normal name if he doesn't go around playing with.
So, yeah, so this is the most unfortunate name.
Yeah.
In sports history. Not like the funniest, not like the whatever.
Right.
Like, it's pretty unfortunate right now, like what he's got to deal with on a daily basis because he uses his Twitter as a member of the media. He uses his Twitter feed all the time. So people are on there and people are tagging him like, you know, hey, you touch any kids lately?
Yeah, I still think that he only really has to deal with that when there's news about it. I mean, I know his name is always that. And everyone's always going to be like, oh, Jerry Sandusky, the same as the child rapist. But
he was like having a coffee and being like, man, I'm glad this shit died down. And then the news comes out about the sun. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So this is what he had to put on Twitter on February 13th. To all who again invite me to spend eternity in hell, just a friendly reminder, I'm Jerry with a G, no relation to former Penn State
coach.
See,
I love how he's charming about it, though. He takes it all in stride. He makes himself look hilarious. And like he deals with it in the best possible way.
Yeah. Oh,
So I think it's actually kind of a – we wouldn't be talking about the guy if there wasn't the bad Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
So it's almost fortunate for him in a weird way. I'm sure he maybe kind of likes it. You know what I mean? I kind of would.
Yeah, he seems to have like a, at least it's not like he's crying about
it. And it's not like causing him to lose work or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, and it, people aren't throwing windows through his house.
Like I think
it's just Twitter.
Yeah, I think what would be great
or
is if
throwing
the,
bricks through his windows.
I thought you were being deep. Throwing the windows through the house. I'm like, I like it.
Throwing bricks through his windows. I've had a few Bud Lights.
I think the it'd be great if the next president of Scientology was Tommy Gimler. Because you know what I mean? That would be, this guy would constantly, I'm not him. I don't even believe in God.
Here's what Mikey Wallace had to say about Jerry Sandusky. At Jerry Sandusky and his son are sick men. Could have been great coach, but had huge problems. Very sad, exclamation point.
Wow.
The big sleazy. Can someone explain to me how this child molester is allowed to Twitter in jail? TF is this shit. George Evans, I can't believe you're going to jail just like your dad. So this guy thought that he was Jerry Sandusky's kid.
Yeah, oh my God. He thought he was, just junior, basically, with a different spelling.
Jeff, with the Twitter handle of at OJOJOJOJ898989.
Jesus.
Jerry Sandusky, you lowlife piece of dog shit. How you tweet from jail, I don't know. You are shit rapper.
What?
Severe Bunyan at Jerry Sandusky. Burn in hell, child raper. Here's Jay, the real Jay 15 at the real Jay 15 at Jerry Sandusky. How many kids you touch today? Hashtag perv.
He just broke it down.
When you do hashtag perv, do you actually think that there are people out there looking, searching for other hashtags?
I think that's
perv.
Something we might have to do. That might have to be like every single podcast. We might have to like
search
bring
a
that
hashtag.
Up. Redden at Redden 420. At Jerry Sandusky, hey, stop touching kids, all caps. 5 years ago, here's our spaceship moon. 5 years ago, I bet one of the offspring of Jerry Sandusky would get caught doing this shit. The cycle continues. Pay up. Guy making money off some poor kids. Yeah. Blake Johnson, like father, like son, right? Sad. PC, wow. At Jerry Sandusky, son just got arrested for the same thing. Tom, it used to be Buckner. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree at Jerry Sandusky. And then finally, Ryan Kramer at Jerry Sandusky. It's time to start making amends with Penn State. Donate to Thon, THON, and spread the word, man. So you're asking the Ravens announcer to donate to Thon based on what the guy of no relation did. So
people are stupid.
Now, I want to look up where HaHa Clinton Dix like grew up,
yeah.
Which I don't think it was Beverly Hills,
the South.
Do you think there's anybody on the Ravens who actually thinks the same thing, like Mike Wallace or somebody who's like, I can't believe this
there
shit,
could
man.
Be, yeah. What he works for
I'm
us?
I'm also he that guy fucking fuck no kids. You know what I mean? Like, there's at least Devin Hester. Somebody like was like, fuck man, it's crazy.
You gonna work with this guy?
Like, I ain't gonna do no interview with him.
Do you know what HaHa Clinton Dix? His real name is? HaHa Clinton Dix's real name is?
It's probably Ha Andre or
Michael?
Hashan Treshawn Clinton Dix.
Wow.
Hashan, apostrophe in there. Hashan Treshawn Clinton Dix.
So why isn't he Hata? Why is he Ha-Ha?
Oh, yeah. Why isn't he Hotter? Like,
do you think that's his dad, Hata?
Ha-Ha.
He's Ha-Ha.
Ha-Ha. Come on over here, Ha-Ha.
Hashan Sr.
He was born in 1992, played football, of course, at he's from Florida.
Florida, there you go.
Yeah.
I like how the internet can't agree if it's ha-ha one word with a capital H and another capital H, or ha-ha two separate words with a space in between.
I kind of want to call my dad and see what he thinks. That's
he has some insight
he's
for
a
us.
Thought on everything, and even if he doesn't know what it is. So he'll have a comment. Thinks the guy works at Panera in this town in Florida or something.
All right, so here we go. HaHa Clinton Dix, the 12 seed. Is this another 5-12 upset? Jerry Sandusky, I'll start. I'm saying Jerry Sandusky. That is an unfortunate name, and it's going to be an unfortunate name until the day he dies.
You know, I was against you a couple minutes ago, thinking that it's actually a fortunate thing for him, but it's a terrible stigma,
right,
to be always attached with your name. And HaHa Clinton Dix is actually kind of funny, to the point where if you're good, you can own it in the NFL. So I'll agree with you. I'll go with Jerry Sandusky.
I mean, imagine even just like him going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Like to someone who's
just seeing his license or something.
Whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, man, that dude who raped kids is out of prison.
Oh, God.
You know, like Jerry Sandusky's at my table over here, right? Like, I think just everyday life sucks for him. Murph, your vote really doesn't matter, but do you want to at least get an input on it?
No, I don't know. So was the criteria? I thought the criteria was worst name to live with. It wasn't a bad name for him to live with for 60 years, but it's only been for seven or 8 years. Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's just based on where we're at now. Like he was saying, Steve Schartz might not have been such a bad word or a bad name for a while until all of a sudden.
It's just funny, though.
Right.
That's why I voted for it. And I think Ha Ha's a funnier name. That's why I'm voting for it.
Okay.
That's my criteria.
But I think
that's all right.
I think Schartz is also unfortunate. It's funny and unfortunate. I think Ha Ha's not quite as unfortunate. And that's the criteria. Most unfortunate.
Okay,
name.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, then Jerry wins then. All right.
He won me over. The final matchup here in the Dick Felt region. Again, all games played out west. Number 4 seed Harry Dick against the number 13 seed Grant Clitsum.
I had it as Clit Stone. It's Clit Some?
Clit Some, yeah.
Ooh.
Can you imagine if it was Some Clit? Grant Some Clit.
Oh, man.
Grant Some Clit.
That's
a rap song.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lil Wayne, yeah, that's a... Man. All right, so Harry Dick, the 4 seed. The 13 seed is Grant Clit Some. Do you guys know anything about Harry Dick?
I don't.
I'm going to guess he's old.
Old baseball player?
See, if he's 50s or before... All right, he's a hockey player, 1920. Right. See, I think there was a lot of guys named Harry back then. I don't know.
The combo is pretty bad, though.
It is, but I think it would be worse now than then.
Yeah.
So
I knew a Richard Head growing up.
The worst part about Clitstone is somebody saying to you.
Clitsum.
Somebody saying to you, I'm sorry, what is it? That's the worst part. That's the worst part of it. How do you spell that?
Clit.
C-L-I-T. And there's a lot of the pausing.
like the actual.
Yeah, if you say Harry Dick, behind the counter at the DMV, I heard it.
Yeah,
I know what it is. I don't have to ask you to be respelled.
That's a good point.
Clitsum, I think you have more problems.
Harry Dick is just inherently hilarious to hear.
I mean, you can see the guy.
Yeah,
you know.
Go on.
I'm leaning toward Grant Clitsum for what you say. You have to. Repeat Clitsum.
How many times?
Can you spell that for me? And like you know on the other line, like they're
clit,
like just hoping
and then
that
you
it's
know
a
there's...
K.
Yeah, and you always have to write Clit on your last name.
And one out of 20 people is like, oh, you mean like a pussy? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a... And you got to go, yeah.
Well, it depends whether or not you're applying
queen,
for the Discover
really
card.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Who is Grant Clitsum? I know the Harry Dick.
You look
player.
Up Grant Clitsum real quick. I'm looking up Dick Nutt. Or not? No, there's
Harry Dick.
Harry Dick.
Yeah,
Dick. Dick McNutt is coming up in a little bit here. So he is the hockey player.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because it's part of the 15 funniest names
See,
in NHL
I feel
history.
Like that would be a popular name back then, Harry Dick.
Harry Dick
or Harry something. You don't ever call anyone Harry anymore. You know?
Do you think anybody was like mean enough to call their kid Richard Dick?
Oh, probably.
There's got to be, yeah.
There's Dick Richards. And
well, I said there was a Richard Head in my town growing up. There really
That's
was.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Ooh, this was named the most this is the funniest name in NHL history. It just says, Harry Dick likely grew up to be the world's toughest man after the countless beatings he endured as a school child.
Sure.
The hatred this man's parents had for the young nameless infant that would later be known as Harry Dick cannot be expressed by words. It's pretty good. Sportsmockery.com.
I'm assuming he's dead. He was born in the 20s, right?
His picture's in black and white.
Okay.
He's got to be gone.
Well, in a strange coincidental twist, Grant Clitsum is also a hockey player, retired. He played in the Blue Jackets, and he's only 31 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a young guy, so he's dealing with this now all the time. He is Clitsum. So he didn't have the luxury of Harry Dick to be, you know, dead.
Yeah, Harry Dick played for the Hershey Cubs and then the Atlantic City Seagulls.
Perfect
landing spot
Grant
for Harry
Clitsum's
Dick.
Twitter handle is. Does anyone know that?
That's a good question.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm on it.
I hope he's having fun with it. Because if you're retired, you got your money.
He's lame. It's just G Clitsum. At G Clitsum.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
you've got 15,000
Add G
followers.
Spot Clitsum in there, and you have a much funnier tag, Grant.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's outstanding. So you have to think, there has to be people who, send him something, and whether or not it gets reposted, man, you've got an unbelievable name or whatever. So if it ever rains again like it did in February in Los Angeles, just sit down and kind of go through his Twitter feed and see if someone shot anything at him. But two unfortunate names, two hockey players, right? So Grant Clitsum or Harry Dick, which one is the most unfortunate name?
I'm going Clitsum.
Yeah, I'll do Clitsum too.
All right, my vote doesn't count. We have an upset here.
13 over 4.
It is.
This is like my Bradley Braves beating the Kansas Jayhawks back in 2006, I believe.
That doesn't apply to this podcast. Not at all. Honestly,
all
right, well. I don't even want to talk about it.
It's go BU.
The fact that Bradley's still considered an institution of higher learning is, I think it's pretty much like right up there with ITT Tech. It's like you don't tell people that I graduated from Bradley, don't tell people that your name is Grant Klitsam. So he advances. I think that like the fact that Grant Klitsam is going through it today with social media really adds to it. Where Harry Dick, I think at that point, when he was playing in like the late 30s, early 40s, like if someone would have made fun of him and he would have like shot the dude in the face and killed him. And the cop, I think the cop would have understood.
Yeah,
that was World War II time right there. That it was like, yeah, you're good, go. It sounds like another guy that should have gone overseas to fight. I think he would have killed a lot of people for us. All right, moving on here into the Dick Butkus region. All these are played in the Southeast. The number 2 seed, Rusty Kuntz. Of course, KUNTZ on the back of your jersey looks a lot like, Kuntz. Rusty Kuntz going up against the number 15 seed, Milton Bradley, ladies and gentlemen. So let's talk about Kuntz.
Baby, let's talk about you and
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is just, I have many baseball cards at home. I used to collect the Topps and the Fleer and the Dunruss in the 80s. And I have many Rusty Kuntz cards. And I think he's still a coach, right? I think he manages, or he's like a...
He's a coach for the Royals.
The Royals, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First base coach.
His name is very unfortunate. It's hilarious, but it's also unfortunate. And I don't think that Milton Bradley has a chance in this one. Albeit, I get the hilarity of Milton Bradley, but...
So, if you go to the Daily Upper Deckers Facebook page, I've got this picture up there where there's a dude whose last name is Pounders. He's standing next to Chris Young, who's standing next to Rusty Kuntz, who's standing next to...
Cologne. Yeah.
So, it looks like Pounders, Young, Kuntz, Cologne. That's an unbelievable setup. That is just a once in a lifetime photo right there. That's at the Daily Upper Deckers Facebook page.
Yeah.
Check that out right there. Milton Bradley, I honestly think it's safe to say that Milton Bradley, he was a Johnny Hildo. I think he just couldn't take the fact that his name was Milton Bradley. He was an angry, angry, fucked
angry.
Up person.
Yeah.
And he's definitely been arrested since he's been out of baseball at least once. He was feisty and just, you could just tell that there was a screw loose. And I would honestly, I'm not a doctor, but wouldn't you go back and just think that he got made fun of too much with the name Milton Bradley? Like, and it wasn't as like lovable as Kilton, Coco Crisp or something like that, you know? What do you think? Didn't Bradley play for the Cubs? So
He did. But how did he grow up? Like, I think he was like tried to be a gangster on the field, but he really wasn't. I think he was like born in
Harbor City, California. So I don't know what the rep of Harbor City is. It's a neighborhood of Los Angeles.
It sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, it sounds great, but it could be.
I don't know that I would. I don't know that I think his career was based on all the ridicule from his name. I just think he had mental issues.
Maybe everything
was
just
like
all
a Boogie Cousins sort of guy. He would get upset over stuff, and you're like, why are you even getting upset over this?
Right.
Although I thought I heard Rusty's name as Kuntz.
That is how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
But it's unfortunate that he's got to wear the jersey and everyone looks at it like, hey, Kuntz. And you know that they just yell it at him the whole time.
Interesting.
Milton Bradley, too. So he grew up in Harbor City. Uh-huh. It doesn't look like it's on the harbor. So his whole life growing up must have just been one big, like,
just
fuck show.
Just want to give you a little background info on Milton Bradley. Might make you feel a little sad. His dad was a Vietnam War vet. Bradley was named Milton Bradley Jr. when Milton Bradley Sr. filled out his son's birth certificate without the mother's permission. According to Bradley Jr.'s mother, Bradley Sr. was addicted to cocaine, physically abused her, and was homeless for several years. Growing up, Bradley had 4 half-siblings. So he might have some issues. He might have had some, a little bit of baggage. And
someone with a better outlook on life would have made a sitcom out of that. Milton Bradley. What if his dad was just a dick? Like, no way. I grew up
I
with
had
this
to deal
name.
With
you're going
to
grow up
yeah,
with this
right?
name. Boy named Sue.
He ran out of the door after he signed it.
That's pretty much the premise of the movie Fences, by the way. Like, my life sucked, so yours is going to too, son.
Good, so don't see it.
Yeah, there you go.
Just, read the Milton Bradley story on Wikipedia right here, and you know, you basically get the gist of fences. You know, I think it's an unfortunate name. I think Rusty Cunts slash Coons is by far the more unfortunate name, especially with the fact that he's a coach and, like, you know, in like, you know, football, you're maybe wearing like a hoodie or a suit or, you know, just a sweatshirt or whatever. But the fact that he's the first base coach and he has to wear that jersey and go out there, I think that's more unfortunate.
Yeah. What's interesting is his real name is Russell J. He could have gone with RJ for his whole life, but he chose to go with Rusty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He went with Rusty.
So I think at that point he just owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm a rusty cunt. Got it. I'm an Urban Dictionary sex move. Let's do it.
He's probably got a bunch of great comebacks when people say stuff to him in the crowd, like, you know, a lot of your mom jokes.
Yeah,
like,
oh, over man. The years, he's built them up.
Yeah, they named me after your mom right away. That would shut me up, I think. Don't know what it is? Ask your mom. All right, so I think we're good with Rusty Kuntz moving on, right?
Yeah.
All right, also in the Dick Butkus region, all the games being played in the Southeast, we've got the number 7 seed Kike Hernandez against the number 10 seed Richard McNutt. Of course, Kike Hernandez. It
looks
a little different when you don't have the little enunciation point. What is that? What is that called? It's not a hyphen. It's
a tilde.
It's a tilde.
I believe so. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So all right. So you take that out.
I'm
obviously,
sure.
His real name is Enrique, of course.
Yeah.
But they call him. I think that it is a. It's a rather unfortunate nickname right there, because if you don't put the tilde in there, it looks a lot like. It doesn't look a lot like
Take
it.
That
it,
back.
It reads.
Tilde is the one that's over the N, like senior. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what
right.
the one over the E is.
I hope it's like a mud tilde or something. So anyway, whatever the enunciation, you know, punctuation is there. If you don't put it there, it looks like Kike Hernandez, and that's and especially the fact that he plays in a town like Los Angeles. That's hurtful. That's unfortunate right there. You could get a lot of people who look at it a little
different. I think that's an old word, man. I don't know. And the way he grew up, there's no way he grew up around anyone who cared about that.
Right. Well, I think
more importantly, how did he beat Cannonball Titcomb in the playoff game? In the play-in game? With that, that's an easy win.
Is that
for
really a real name?
Yeah, Cannonball Titcomb. How did he beat him?
What did he do?
I don't know. I found him, though.
Cannonball Titcomb. This is really a name.
Yes.
What was the other one? Pussy Tebow?
Pussy Tebow, Stubby Clap, and Dick Pole. I mean, these guys, did they not show up for their games? How'd they get eliminated?
What is it? The tit bone? What is it?
Titcomb, as in comb your hair.
What's his first name?
Cannonball.
That really is on here. Cannonball Titcomb Baseball. At the age of 18, oh, man, he's real old. Titcomb made his professional debut for the Haverhill, Massachusetts team. All right, I missed this one. If it's okay with you guys, we'll remove Kike Hernandez.
No. I think you can leave it. He just, you know.
No, I think Kike is good because, I mean, to be included because.
Especially in, like, how butthurt everyone gets, you know.
Why didn't he name it? Why wasn't it K-E-K-E? That's Kiki.
Kiki?
Yeah.
No, this is.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you're right.
Like, Kike.
And then, of course, you have Richard McNutt, who is a college football coach. At Youngstown State. He is Dick McNutt, assistant coach at Youngstown State. It's a tough one, I think.
I think Barry made some good points about Kike, aka Tyke. He probably didn't have to deal with any unfortunate, you know,
wherever he grew up,
blowback from. Yeah, exactly. So,
plus, you know, Dick McNutt, he's hanging around college kids all day. Yeah. So, you know, behind their back.
Yeah.
Like, you
know,
he can't even go over and, like, start plugging the jukebox with
talk about a guy who doesn't want another Richard McNutt out there molesting kids. You know what I mean?
It's already bad enough.
I wonder how Mrs. McNutt feels about her name when she married into that family. Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that okay, even though my last name is Rusty Trombone?
Can we use my name?
What if her name's Sharon? Sharon McNutt.
That's nice.
Oh, I like it. All right, now you're getting it.
You going over the McNutts for dinner?
So are we taking
to work on it?
Dick McNutt?
I think he makes
10 over 7 there.
All right. Just don't forget the punctuation, kids. That is the most
Sharks
important
just came out as a 12.5-point favorite against McNutt. I just saw it come across my ticker.
Our final region here in the search for the most unfortunate name in the history of sports is the Dick Trickle region. All these games will be played in the Midwest. The number 6 seed Dick Shiner against the number 11 seed Jim Bob Cooter. We'll start with Jim Bob Cooter, the number 11 seed. Of course, he's the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions now. If his name wasn't enough, you can kind of tell, like, whether or not these guys own it and just move on. Like, you never heard of Rudy Gay getting into trouble, William Gay getting into trouble. Jim Bob Cooter was once busted while he was at Tennessee, or just afterwards, I think. I think it was afterwards. He got busted, like, climbing through, like, strangers' windows, like, woman's windows.
I actually missed – I think I missed that story.
Oh, no, it's a great thing because his name is Jim Bob Cooter.
Well, his mugshot comes up right away, so.
That sucks. That honestly sucks when you, like, Google somebody, and the first thing is someone Googles wow. Tommy Gimmer, and so what is it? He was facing burglary charges?
Yeah, but strangely, a booking photo from 2009 appears to be the only scrap remaining from the records. This is a story that I'm reading here. It could be fake news. So
no, it's not. He literally climbed through a woman's window,
yeah,
and then started, like, stripping.
Wow.
Started taking off his clothes,
wow,
and then she called the cops, and they showed up. So
arrests in 09 and 06.
And 16? Or
no,
06?
09 and 06.
06?
Yeah.
Man, what a sick fuck.
Okay, 06 was a DUI. You know, no big deal.
All right. It happens.
More bizarre offense in 09. Aggravated burglary after getting into bed with a woman after climbing through a window and stripping down to his underwear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Wait, you can get arrested for that?
Fuck.
Oh, my God. That's insane. No criminal offenses have been reported.
Mine was
at
Culver City.
So.
I think they're a little more lenient.
Wow.
This is nothing. Was she hurt? We'll get back there later on. We've got a stolen Jeep. So that's rather unfortunate.
I think she didn't respond well, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. I was like, I don't know really what to do at this stage. I'm pretty hammered.
Do you think Jim Bob Cooter's name sounds so racist that it actually helps him? Because it's like,
he can't be that bad.
Yeah, it's like, no, he's all right. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, there's something weird about that.
I would expect him to look more like Mike Tice with, like, a pencil sticking out of his ear or some shit like that when he's coaching. Jim Bob Cooter.
Wow.
I'm Jim Bob Cooter, and I'm asking for your vote for the Senate.
But again, along our other lines, like, I bet you growing up that was totally fine wherever you grew up.
Jim Bob? Well, look at Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that.
Otherwise, Richard Earl, also known as Dick Shiner, born in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, yeah, former professional American football quarterback who played in 11 NFL seasons from 64 to 74 for 6 different teams. Always a sign of a good player.
Yeah. You're
playing for 6 different teams. Let's see. He played at the University of Maryland in his first collegiate start. Shiner led Maryland to the school's lone victory against Penn State in 37 games.
Jeez.
Good man. Drafted in the 7th round by the Redskins. Speaking of bad names, Shiner was also selected in the 20th round of the AFL draft by the Jets. Can you imagine 20 rounds in the AFL draft? Wow, no wonder why they merged.
That's insane.
Shiner's big break came on May 14, 1968, when the Browns traded Shiner a draft choice to be named later in defensive tackle Frank Parker to the Pittsburgh Steelers for another quarterback, Bill Nelson.
Okay.
So there you go. You got to play football and stick your hands underneath the center with the name Dick Shiner.
Yeah, I mean, being a Dick Shiner sounds like a really great.
It's your fucking shine box.
Yeah,
that's a really great, like, you know, played around insult. You're a Dick Shiner.
Right.
So that's pretty unfortunate. I mean,
sounds like a homosexual slur, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, don't talk to him. He's a Dick Shiner.
He's a total Dick Shiner.
Ah, that's. I bet you. Hey, you ever do a movie about the '60s?
Yeah, I bet you that was, like, more of an insult then than it would be now.
Right.
Yeah.
Call someone that.
Yeah. When you start thinking about, like, how to be really vulgar and insulting, it's, you know, I mean, it's like, essentially, his name is essentially cocksucker, really. I mean.
You think so?
Yeah.
Or it's more like someone punched me in my dick and it's
bruised.
Well,
it depends if he's shining it with his mouth or his hand there. Is it a hand shiner or a mouth shiner?
Either way, it's pretty bad.
Maybe we grew up in different places.
When you really break it down, it's pretty unfortunate. And Jim Bob Cooter just sounds like a redneck asshole.
Yeah, I just love the fact that I was able to get a Jim Bob Cooter got arrested thing in there again. So that's that was basically why I put him in there. I think Dick Shiner moves on.
Yeah.
And finally, here in the Dick Trickle region, we've got the number 3 seed Yoshi Takeshita against the number 14 seed Ruff Oder. Odor, which is really Rougned Odor, but they shortened it to Ruff Odor. Of course, Rougned Odor's younger brother with the same name was the guy who was busted down wherever they were in the Dominican Republic at the minor league baseball academy, like giving guys hand jobs and shit as part of hazing. Was like jerking this dude off, and that dude's just got the biggest smile.
Was that the guy
who
was doing
like
security
laughing.
At Kelly's house on 4th of July?
I've never seen our boy Dutch that mad. I am not paying you to get jerked off on my couch. You want to hit me? All right, let's get him.
You ever heard this?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. Unbelievable story.
All right, I have to get that
give
after
the quick
show.
Cliff notes.
Oh, yeah. It was basically, so, you know, on the beach, they hired like security to make sure you have to have like a wristband to go up and use their bathroom like that. So there was this big, bald, like steroided, like your typical like meathead security guard there. And he was drinking and doing shit and whatever. There was every drug around is like, you know, it's July 4th. It's America and everything goes. So it's like this guy like took everything basically. And then he like just sat down and was like jerking off another dude. Or was it, he was getting jerked off by a dude.
Yeah, like right in front of the door. So
what
Kelly's like,
in the hell?
There was like a girl sitting on his lap.
Security guard getting jerked off.
Yeah, so by another dude, but there's a girl sitting on the security guard's lap. And then Kelly just like lost it because, you know, for those guys down on the beach, it's like you want to have fun, but you got to make sure no one's in your room or no one going through your house, whatever, because it's such an open thing.
Yeah.
And at that point, he just snapped. And I was talking to our buddy Pete, and I was like, all right, let him go. You know, we're sitting over there, and he's just like, am I paying you to get jerked off on my couch? And he didn't say anything. He just sat there with a glass, like, you know, like he's gone. Like, he's messed up. He's like, answer me. Am I or am I not paying you to get jerked off on my couch? And he wasn't saying anything. He's like, do you want to hit me? And I'm like, all right, go get him. So he grabbed Kelly, and I grabbed, like, the security guard. I didn't grab him. I'm like, in his face. And I'm just like, do you understand? You don't come up here unless you have one of these bracelets. Wow. And he just sat there like, He was so gone. Like, if you would have told him, like,
how'd
the
you
next
guys get
day,
him out of there?
His boss came over and got him out of there and put him in like an Uber to go home.
Hopefully, he never hired
which,
that guy.
Which
yet.
His night might have got even crazier at that point.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
How's your night go, bro? all right. So, awesome. Hey, finally here.
Man, that's a good story. I've never heard that one before.
Ruff Odor or Yoshi Take Shitta.
I mean, this is another one that's just not even. Well, can we talk about Yoshi real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
She is a participant at the 2004, 2008, and 2012 Summer Olympics for the Japanese volleyball indoor team. Yeah.
She played for JT Marvelous.
Yes, she did. I saw that. And her name is very unfortunate. It's beyond unfortunate. She is. Her first name is a character in the Mario World universe,
yep.
And then her last name is essentially taking shits.
And being from Japan, she might have been named after that character.
That's
is there a pronunciation key thing there?
That's a good question. So
like,
let's see if I can find it on
Take Shitta, the small setter who inspired a generation.
Yeah,
I bet you it's Takashita, but it just looks like Take Shitta.
Yeah, Takashita probably.
Yeah.
Nobody was like, Take a Shitta.
See, but...
But even Takashita still sounds pretty close to Take a Shitta.
I feel like...
Right, you really can't escape it.
No.
And someone's like, I'm sorry, did you say Take a Shitta? And you're like, no, it's Take a Shitta.
It's Takashita.
Takashita.
No, it sounds like...
She's Take a Shitta?
She's a good-looking girl, too. So I honestly think that like people feel more... They feel sorry for her, and they probably didn't
Did she
like,
marry
harass
into
her.
The name, or was that her maiden name?
She's not that good-looking.
I'm just saying, what if her husband?
Can you imagine that dude is like a contestant on The Bachelorette? Like, why? And she asked him, like, why haven't you been able to find love? You're beautiful. It'd be like Pedro Serrano. Yeah. Like, why has no one picked this guy up? All right, Eddie, throw him a couple of curveballs. So it's like, wow, you're beautiful. Like, man, why has no girl like snagged you up? Well, my last name is Take a Shitta.
Take a Shitta.
Just found a photo of Take
That's
a Shitta.
That's okay. My first name is Agata.
Oh, that girl looking at her.
Take a shit. No, that's Destiny Hooker right there.
Oh,
so
that's
you
a
have Destiny Hooker
and
Yoshi Take a Shitta.
Oh, that's just
for the first time. We'd like to introduce Yoshi and Agata Take a Shitta.
Give it up.
What?
For the first time on the dance floor. Takashita and all over the place.
She is.
All right. So then I think we can all agree, right? Yoshi Take Shitta or Takashita, whatever it is. Like she moves on here.
Yep.
So Yoshi Takashita advances over Ruff Odor, and we've got the 3 and the 6 advancing just like they should. All right, guys. We are down to our Elite 8. It looks like our final matchup here in the Dick Bumpus region. We've got the number 1 seed Johnny Dickshot against the number 9 seed Steve Shards.
Kentucky, Kansas.
It's a tough one. Murph, you start, man. You give me your argument for who you're going to take. Why would Schartz take down Dick Schott, or why would Dick Schott take down Schartz?
See, you just made me change my opinion. Originally, I looked at it, and Johnny was a landslide winner. And then I said, who do I not want to be named?
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I don't want to be Steve Schartz. So I'd rather be Johnny Dickshot, because at least maybe you do something athletically well.
Yeah,
but Steve Schartz, you don't win.
And there's nothing wrong with the name Johnny.
Because I call everybody Johnny something. Like, if you're good at bowling, exactly. I'd call you Johnny Lane.
It almost sounds like a nickname, and Dickshot's not the worst last name. No. If it was because
you come back and be like, you bet I am.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Right. Schartz is so humiliating.
It's horrible.
Well, plus I think the way you're saying that, imagine if you were smart enough, when someone would call you Johnny Dickshot. Like, no one would ever make funny, because they would know if you ever ask, what's your name? He'd give you a little dick shot.
There you go.
He'd hit you in the dick a little bit like that. So I bet
you can't,
no
shart on your finger and wipe it on someone when somebody calls you that.
Yeah. Why did they call you Steve Schartz? Hold on.
Because of this.
Yeah. Sit there.
How do you like that smell?
That's right out
you
of
smell the asparagus?
What's the scream spoof that the Wayans brothers did?
I don't know.
Scary movie?
Scary movie? Yeah, yeah.
When they're like, when the cop is with Doofy.
Yeah.
And he's in there and he's like, hey, Doofy, smell my fingers. He's like, oh, what is that? He's like, that's when you know you became a man. He's like, hey, smell my finger. He's like, oh, what the hell is that? He's my ass. I agree. Steve Schartz advances for sure. That's this is why you do the bracket, right?
That's a huge upset right there.
First, it is. The number nine seed. This is NC State in 83 going. Was it 83?
Yeah.
When they went all the way and won it?
Something like that.
Steve Schartz, I agree. I think Johnny Dickshot probably owned it. Like, what's your name? Okay, you're never going to ask him again. You're always going to remember and not say anything about it. It looks like in the Dick Felt region, we've got the number 5 seed, Jerry Sandusky, against the number 13 seed, big-time upset, Grant Clitsum. So, again, we're looking for most unfortunate name. I know my vote. I read through all the tweets that he was getting, and that was just not all of them. It was some of them. That these morons across the country, and that has to play into it. The people who are so stupid to keep asking, or keep hammering it home, stop touching kids. So I'm going to go with Jerry Sandusky, and I'll leave you guys to decide it.
Oh, man, I mean, Clitsum is a terrible last name. It's just very it doesn't roll off the tongue very well, and it's not Clit right there to start it off. Grant's not much better, to be honest, but.
It's a little distracting. Huh?
Yeah.
If it was Jim Clitsum, it'd be a little more obvious.
True, true.
Jim Bob Clitsum.
But I think Dimmler has sold me on just the life of Jerry Sandusky now being so, I don't know, annoying, and the stigma is just so bad. Like, if he goes out and somebody just thinks he's the wrong Jerry Sandusky, they literally are so stupid, they might say, what the hell is this guy doing out of prison?
I'm going to just punch this
guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right, or it's even like, no one names their kid Adolf anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or if you do, you're a real dick.
Yeah.
Right? Adolf? Oh, like Adolf Hitler?
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
So you think that people with the last name Sandusky might want to change?
Correct. Well, no. So Sandusky's fine, but if it's like Jim Sandusky. I wouldn't even go with Jim. Nothing that sounds
good. Yeah, not even close.
Tommy Sandusky. Yeah. Just go ahead. Jim Bob Sandusky. Surprisingly, didn't touch kids.
Probably not Kike Sandusky, though. You don't want to do that.
Dick would be bad, too.
Yeah, let's get rid of all this.
In retrospect.
I bet
he did.
I think Jerry should advance.
All right,
Schartz Sandusky would be horrible.
Well, that's the matchup we're getting in the
final four. Over.
Over in the Dick Butkus region, we've got number 2, Rusty Cunt / Koontz, against number 10, Richard McNutt.
Man. Oh,
a couple of...
Now you started making me think of combining last names now. Just like Schartz McNutt.
Or Dick Cunts.
Yeah,
there boy.
You go. Oh, just cross flopping.
Rough Clitstone.
I would say basically.
A rough take a shitta.
That might win. I think that's winning.
So we've got. I will go with the fact that. The fact that he's got to walk around with that name. I mean, how many times do you think at the beginning of the year when they're like, all right, this is your opportunity to come up with anything you would like to put anything on the table that you think will better this organization. Like, hey, can we do it like the Yankees and not put our names on the back of our jerseys? All right, Rusty, we'll take it into consideration. I just think, like, if you're Dick McNutt, that's unfortunate, Richard McNutt, and it is the fact, you got to take in the fact that he is coaching college kids.
Yeah, it sounds a little more silly, though. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's not that bad.
Right, where the other one, like, just walking around, you know every single time you turn your back to the crowd down the first baseline, yep. Click, 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 yep. Click, everyone's taking photos, like, oh, my God, look at this guy on yep. first base.
And obviously, it's, like, the most one of the most hated words by the female population.
Right.
Which is not good.
So, yeah, my vote's on cunts.
Yeah, I think the two seat should
yeah,
go.
Yeah, me, I agree.
All right, great. And finally, to fill out our final four here, we've got in the Dick Trickle region, we've got the number 3 seed Yoshi Takeshita against number 6 Dick Shiner. Dick Shiner.
I think this is the strongest region, by the way. I really do.
It is. Easily. The bracket of death. The region of death.
Man, the whole Dick Shiner thing, it's like it's messing with my head. I think that might be worse. But Yoshi Takeshita
is back bad
so
memories
bad.
Of eighth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, there goes Dudak, the Dick Shiner.
The Dick Shiner Dudak.
Oh man, I think Yoshi Takeshita. That is unbelievable. But however, again, the fact that she's a good looking girl. If she was a fat chick, I think I would be like, oh yeah, man, that's awful. Like, yeah,
if she's
oh,
like a yeah, thick she's got a shot putter.
Yoshi, take another shit. Yeah, I get it. Like, you know, you'd be all over that shit. But the fact that you've got to walk around, especially with the slang that can be attached to being a Dick Shiner,
man,
I think that's tough. I'm gonna go with Dick Shiner.
Ooh.
Bear, I might have to let you think make this decision because I don't know if I can go both ways.
Here's
on
why.
This.
Here's
I bet you can, you Dick Shiner.
I'm going to go with Dick Shiner. First of all, I don't know that either one of these teams could beat Big Jer. But I'm going to go with Dick Shiner because I think there's a lot of fun to be had in the Dick Shiner-Jerry Sandusky matchup.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. Wait, would they play each other, though?
They would not.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, no.
Can they meet in the championship?
They could in the championship.
They can, yep.
Yeah.
So
I'll go with Dick Shiner, too. The more I think about it, Dick Shiner is just the most unfortunate in this region insult as a name. To call somebody a Dick Shiner.
Sir, could you put your name on your name tag there, please? First and last.
I hope that's not homophobic, but
can I not put it on there?
Dick Shiner.
All right, so here we go. We are down to our final four. We've got Steve Schartz against Jerry Sandusky and Rusty Kuntz or Kuntz against Dick Shiner. So, gentlemen, let's start with Steve Schartz, the number 9 overall seed against Jerry Sandusky, the number 5 seed. I'll throw it out there right now that you guys decided Jerry Sandusky, I think, at this point would be a more unfortunate name just based on the fact that people are so stupid and they hate Steve Schartz isn't getting a brick thrown through his window for no reason.
Oh, man.
And then to be able to explain to that person who just threw the brick through the window, too, like, isn't he in prison? You know he's in prison until 2042, right? So why were we throwing a brick through that house? I don't know. Let's go get a beer. So Jerry Sandusky is my vote. You guys.
Here's the thing. Here's my argument for Steve Schartz. He never made the bid show, right? So he's a failure. And his last name is Schartz.
Right.
Jerry Sandusky, with a G, is a very successful, respected, classy guy for, you know, all optics of it. Seems like he's a good guy. He takes it all in stride. He only really has to deal with the Twitter trolls and like the public outcry when something really bad happens to the other Sanduskys. And Steve Schartz is always Steve Schartz. Like he's always, his last name is always Schartz.
Just really has to fight against his divorce. Like, no, I don't want to go through this dating scene again.
Exactly.
Why do they need my last name? Why can't I just be Steve?
Yeah,
from Plymouth.
Man, I could go either way on this. I think I'm going to go with Schartz, and I'm going to leave it up to Bear to decide.
Oh, this is huge.
You son of a bitch.
This is huge.
I think Steve Schartz is more unfortunate.
All right, here's where I'm at thinking-wise. If I'm walking down the street and you're like, what's your name? I think Schartz is worse.
That's what I think, too.
But I don't want to be called Jerry Sandusky.
That's a good point as well.
I don't want anything Sandusky.
True.
Know what I mean?
But you could easily just say, I'm well, I mean, my name is Gary, so I could say I'm Gary Sandusky, but, you know, no relation. No.
But, like, Mr. Sandusky is okay. Mr. Schartz is not okay.
See, there you go.
So you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's say that Steve Schartz needs to remarry. Let's say he is divorced.
Exactly.
And he's looking. Do you want to become Mrs. Schartz.
I had Mrs. Sandusky.
I had a buddy who got divorced, and he had like a regular, like nice name, right? Like, you know, it sounded great. Still sounds great. And he was getting divorced, and he was crying about like, Gilmore, I don't want to date anymore, Gilmore. I don't want to go to the bars and meet girls. I don't want to go through that again. All right, I was happy. I had a wife, kids, a house. This is always what I wanted. I didn't want this. And he had a normal name. He had a normal name. Now imagine Steve Schartz
exactly
getting divorced.
And let's not forget, it's a sentence as well. Steve Schartz.
Would you rather have herpes?
It's a verb.
Would you rather have genital herpes or your last name is Schartz?
How long do you have the herpes for?
Well, they come and go, I guess.
Oh, then. Give me the Schartz. I'm gonna say Schartz in the
Upset. Oh, yes. Steve Schartz in the championship. All right, so Steve Schartz is going to make it to the championship game. And will he go up against the number 2 overall seed, Rusty Kuntz / Kuntz, or the number 6 seed, Dick Schiner? At this point, I'm going Dick Schiner. I think we have talked ourselves into Dick Schiner just being I wonder. I'm gonna type it into Urban Dictionary, and I'm going to type in Dick Schiner and see if it comes up. Oh, there's Dick Shingle. There's also Dick Shine. There's Dick Shine.
Shingle is way worse.
See what a Dick Shine is. Because if a Dick Shine is the
Dick
thing,
Shine,
then
a jerk off. One who shines. Oh, okay. One who shines cocks.
So
a shoe shine.
So you're a Dick Shiner. You're jerking off cocks.
Easily worse.
Yeah. An insult. Dick
I never
Shine
heard
is
that before.
An insult pertaining to a person who literally and very happily shines the penis. in a sentence, hey, Michelle, how you doing today? I admire you. Person two, Tom, you are a Dick Shine. Person one, I resent that remark.
Tom, you are a Dick Shine.
Also, another form of it, Dick Shine, one end is a dumb shit, not very smart. Used in a sentence, Matt Jury is a Dick Shine.
Still not good.
Poor guy's name in there.
All right, he wins.
Yeah, I think, Rusty, first of all, it's Kuntz. I mean, it really is what it is. So,
and I feel like we've established he's very confident with his last name.
Exactly, right. And Rusty is a kind of a charming name. So I think Shiner, Dick Shiner, we're in agreement.
All right, good. So that means our championship game is Steve Schartz, the number 9 overall, against the number 6. We've got a 6-9 matchup right here. The Dick Shiner against Steve Schartz in the championship game. We're here to find out who has the worst or the most unfortunate name in the history of sports. But before we get there, just so you know, a Dick Shingle is one who is a total asshole or acts assholish. It is also used for when you wish to make an insult towards someone yet wish to have some humor in a word. I know he's a total Dick Shingle.
It's a count. Like you're having fun with somebody.
Yeah, you're just clowning around.
Well, guys, let's stop being Dick Shingles. We're running out of time here. What is the most unfortunate name in the history of sports? Is it Steve Schartz or number 6 Dick Shiner?
Man,
the number 9 seed Steve Schartz or the number 6 seed Dick Shiner.
Gary, while you think about this, my ticker just went off. Yoshi Takeshita just beat Rusty Kuntz in the consolation bracket.
All right, all right. That makes sense. So I'm fine with that.
While you're thinking about it.
That's the ultimate comeback, considering Yoshi Takeshita didn't even make it to the Final Four. That's she really hung around.
According to her publicist, she'd be back next year, win this fucking thing.
Wow. Yes.
Here, I'll let you guys decide again. Dick Shiner. Now that we know,
you're picking Dick Shiner.
Dick Shiner. I'm going with Dick Shiner as the most unfortunate.
Would you pick
sports.
Dick Shiner over Jerry Sandusky because you hate Jerry Sandusky?
I do. I think it's unacceptable. And even like
he's your Duke. You know, he's gonna win. I don't want to pick him.
His explanation in that in the Bob Costas interview was just like so guilty. Like you're guilty, and you're trying to like defend yourself playing with little boys. So. It would have been tougher here, but Dick Shiner, once you go on Urban Dictionary and you find out what a Dick Shiner is,
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Here's my only argument for Schartz. They're sports guys, right?
Yeah.
They only wear one name on the back of their jersey, and they're only going to have one name on their tombstone. Steve Schartz is going to have Schartz on his tombstone. Dick Shiner is just going to have Shiner. He's not going to have – I mean, if he doesn't want to have Dick on there, he can leave it off. But you have to have Schartz on your tombstone.
That's a great argument. That's why we have you on the podcast. I honestly
believe you really wanted you to have Steve. I don't know those rules.
I don't know. I think
the
he has
back
to
of
have
your jersey. Oh, that's a, all
I
right.
just
that's
I honestly think I, this is what you know. Knowing that we have Steve Schartz here, I wish George Brett. We could have gotten George Brett on the podcast, and he'd been like, "Now this is why I like Steve Schartz," and he would have went into his whole story about how he shits his pants
story.
Once or twice.
He's good
a year.
For 3 a year.
Oh, it's
had
it's
a great meal, a great fucking meal. About an hour later, I'm
shit my pants last night.
Yeah, I'm good for about 3 a year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give Steve the credit to eventually have brushed off the common humor of his last name. But there's no escaping being Dick Shiner.
I love it, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude. All right, fair enough.
The most unfortunate name in the history of sports, as determined by the experts here at the Daily Upper Decker, is Dick Shiner, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check us out online at dailyupperdecker.com every single day. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck. Well, one last, I'll tell you what, Gary, you give us one last argument for Steve Schartz and maybe we'll reconsider. You have 15 seconds. You have 15 seconds to defend your client, Steve Schartz, on why he's the most unfortunate named person in the history of sports.
Have you ever sharted?
I have.
Do you know that feeling?
I do.
He lives with that every single day, every single minute of his life.
That's not good enough. Dick Shiner it is.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.